dawn on Omaha Beach. Among the crowd, American D-Day veterans who stormed these beaches 75 years ago and witnessed thousands of their comrades fall in battle. Many are buried at the U.S. military cemetery above the beach. U.S. President Donald Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron arrived here to sunlit skies. In the front row, the veterans were given repeated ovations. The French president spoke first.
We know what we owe to you, veterans, our freedom. On behalf of my nation, I just want to say thank you.
He went on to speak pointedly of the alliance between nations underpinning victory and freedom.
L'Amérique, cher président Trump.
The United States of America, dear President Trump, is never so great as when it fights for the freedom of others.
President Trump continued the tribute to the fallen and to the veterans, like Russell Pickett. Pickett spoke to VOA earlier this week at Omaha Beach, describing the emotional and mental scars that still endure from D-Day. The U.S. leader paid this tribute Thursday.
Russell Pickett is the last known survivor of the legendary Company A. And today, believe it or not, he has returned once more to these shores to be with his comrades. Private Pickett, you honor us all with your presence.
President Trump also spoke of the shared sacrifice.
Our cherished alliance was forged in the heat of battle, tested in the trials of war, and proven in the blessings of peace. Our bond is unbreakable.
General Dwight Eisenhower was the Supreme Commander of Allied Expeditionary Forces on D-Day. That post, now known as Supreme Allied Commander Europe, is currently held by General Todd Walters. Despite transatlantic political tensions, he said the alliance with Europe is in good health.
Take a look at what took place on Utah Beach, the cooperation between multiple nations, multiple domains. And all you have to do is put your feet on the sands and you get a deep appreciation for how powerful the alliance is and at the importance of keeping that alliance together. And today I feel very, very confident that the alliance is as strong as it's ever been.
European leaders have repeatedly praised America's sacrifice, hoping to underline to President Trump the importance of the transatlantic bond.
Nowhere is the historic alliance between America and Europe felt as strongly as in these military cemeteries, where lie the bodies of tens of thousands of soldiers who gave up their lives for freedom. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News at the U.S. military cemetery, Colville-sur-Mer, France.